I'm joined by entertainer John Davidson. John Davidson, Broadway, movies, television, concert host. You know him from Hollywood Squares, a show in the 70s called That's Incredible. He was a guest host, spent a lot of time with The Tonight Show starring Johnny Carson. He was on Broadway, he's done movies, he's done records, and he has brought his life to New Hampshire, Sandwich, New Hampshire. And entertainer John Davidson joins us to talk about his life change in New Hampshire and Club Sandwich, his little cabaret on his home property there in New Hampshire. John, good to have you with us, and welcome to the Pulse of New Hampshire. Good morning.
Mike, thank you. I woke up this morning with a frog in my throat, so people will know that this is not the voice when I said circle gets the square. It's a little bit different. But anyway, it'll clear up as the day goes on, and I've got 3 or 4 days off now. I just sing on Friday and Saturday night and Sunday matinees at Club Sandwich. I grew up in West Bridgewater, Mass., so I'm just another Mass. Who came north, and I've lived in Sandwich now for 5 or 6 years, and I saw this old barn in downtown Sandwich and thought, well, let's make that into a little club. So it's called Club Sandwich, and we were sold out all last season, and now this year, last weekend, we were sold out. But we have seats available this weekend for 4th of July.
Yeah, and it's kind of interesting. I mean, what was the idea? I mean, obviously, you wanted kind of a more of a rural background for your life. I mean, you've gone through the Hollywood scene, you've gone through the Las Vegas scene, and now you're in New Hampshire, which is one of the great places to retire and live and really enjoy. There's a lot of people who want to be here, obviously. But what was it in your thinking that brought you to New Hampshire and New England, back to New England, I guess?
Well, to get back to my roots of growing up, as I say, in West Bridgewater outside of Brockton, to get back to the New England scene with all the trees. But to be honest about it, we found an old farmhouse that had been redone by an architect, and on 23 acres, found an old farmhouse in Sandwich. I didn't even realize how great Sandwich was, to be honest. I would love to say that I'm here because of the people who I now realize are incredible. But I came because of this old farmhouse. And this was like, as I say, 5 or 6 years ago, when real estate was amazingly cheap. I came from the Berkshires in Western Mass. And all of a sudden, here's this great property for not that much money. It was a 5-bedroom house so we could have family Christmases. And that, honestly, is what attracted me. Now, real estate has gone through the roof and all. But I've got more friends in Sandwich, Mike, than I've ever had in any place that I've lived. There's a, you know, New Hampshire has a, New Hampshire is live free or die, right? So
yeah.
they have a nice day, and the guys just don't tell me what to do. That's okay, too. So there's very opinionated people in New Hampshire, but there's also just great friends here, I just love it. A lot is happening in Sandwich. We have a new little cafe called the Foothills, and a lot of new antique stores, and so I invite people to come to Sandwich and come to Club Sandwich.
Yeah. I mean, you've done it all, pretty much. You're really the all-around entertainer. You've done television, you've done movies, you've done records and albums, and actor, musician, television host, and now you're settling in Sandwich with Club Sandwich, and you really enjoy doing what you're doing now because you perform on the weekends at Club Sandwich. This Thursday, you open up for the season with Magician B.J. Hickman, who I know, he's known all over New England, and
yeah.
He comes by Thursday night, and you're doing shows on Thursday nights. You've got a lot of great performers, including B.J. Hickman, and then you perform, what, Friday, Saturday, and Sundays, correct?
That's right. Yeah, that's right. B.J. Hickman comes this Thursday. I've only seen video of him, but everybody seems to know him. He's almost full, but there are some seats available. But he's going to do a class on how to do magic, so you can wow your friends at singles bars or parties or wherever you want to wow your friends. But yeah, B.J. Hickman, Thursday night. I should have mentioned him first.
Yeah, and you can go to johndavidson.com to find out more about Club Sandwich and all the stuff that John has available as well. So do you enjoy the lifestyle now? I mean, because you've played the Hollywood game, the Las Vegas game, no pun intended with Hollywood Squares as far as the game goes, but you enjoy just singing and telling stories now? I mean, that's what you seem to enjoy.
Yeah, my favorite thing is, even when I was playing Vegas, I always had a segment with my guitar, and I've always done a lot of jokes in the show, but it's an entertaining show because I came from variety television. So I'm using all that material that I had in Vegas and that I've used on my variety shows, and it's a very entertaining type of show. I'm not a song stylist, Mike. I'm an entertainer, and I my latest song is called Spend One Night with an Old Guy and You'll Never Go Back to the Boys. and then I go right into, why do men have nipples? How come Tarzan never... never had a beard. Why do bars have parking lots if I can't drink and drive? You know, these are the great, great questions of life.
So you ponder those questions. I mean, you're a ponderer, John. I can tell.
I'm a wandering ponderer. Yeah.
John Davidson.
I love what I do. I turned 80. Last December, I turned 80. I cannot believe it. But the dimples have turned to creases, but I've still got all my hair. My hair just keeps growing. Very white. I'm like an albino chia pet.
I know. All you have to do is go to johndavidson.com and this thing's some pictures. You got some of the greatest hair in the world. I mean, people would die for that, really, seriously.
Well, I'm enjoying being 80. There's a tremendous freedom to just because people think you're losing it. And so it's a great time to be alive, and I'm doing what I love doing. And I urge people to do that. Try to figure out what you really like to do. It's obvious that Mike likes to do radio, and then you've done it for years so well. You found out what you like to do, and therefore you do it the best. I like to sing with my guitar and tell jokes with a bass player. And if you can discover that, I think that is what keeps you young, is to get excited about what you're doing.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. My mom is 98, John, and she...
Oh, my goodness.
She retired... Get this. She retired from work at 85. She retired at work at 85.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
So she believed that, you know, keeping the mind active, keeping the body active, do things that you enjoy, do things that you love, and
what are we going to do? Old people like I am living forever. Well, what are we going to do? We got all these old people. So there was a scene in the senior retirement village, and this guy's walking down the hallway and sees an open door. And he looks in, and there's a lady sitting on the bed. And he walks in and says, "I bet you can't guess how old I am." And she says, "I bet you I can guess. Drop your pants." He drops his pants. She says, "You're 89. He said, "How did you know that?" She said, "You told me at breakfast."
Very good.
Very nice to laugh at my stupid jokes.
Well, yeah, but they're good. I like them. They're nice, clean jokes.
They're corny. I'm corny. It's okay.
Hey, I have to ask you. I mean, you had such a relationship with Johnny Carson on The Tonight Show. And for those of us who are old enough to remember The Tonight Show, he was one of the best, if not the best, doing what he did. And you had the wonderful opportunity to make this relationship. And Johnny liked you, obviously. And you guest hosted. How many times did you guest host?
A total of like 80, 85, 87.
That's amazing. That's amazing. I mean, between you and Joan Rivers, I mean, and Jay Leno, you guys were the top. You guys were the top.
Yeah, we were, but I wasn't chosen to replace him. But he kind of took me under his wing and kept bringing me back for weeks at a time back then. He was very, Johnny Carson was a very shy man, almost you might say socially awkward. I don't think Ed McMahon really knew Johnny Carson.
Really? That's interesting that you say that. Wow.
Yeah, very much a gentleman, and a private man, and I think trying to figure out, I think he was a lot about self-discovery and figuring out what made him tick. That's why he had six wives, you know, not all at the same time, but I think relationships, he had to work at that. When I was guesting on Carson, I'd show up in the makeup room to get ready for the show, and Johnny'd be sitting there right next to me. And, "Hi, John. How's it going?" "Oh, it's great. Great to have you back." And that was the extent of the conversation, because he wanted to save it for the camera.
Right.
He wanted to save it for the show.
Sure.
But a very private man. He started as a magician, which I think says a lot, because in the schoolyard, you can see him out there in the fifth grade trying to meet girls by saying, pick a card, you know, and do tricks for them and get to communicate with girls that way. Very shy man, but very much a gentleman, and was so good to me. I'm very grateful.
Yeah, the interesting thing was, I mean, nowadays there's so many different shows out there to try to make a splash and get noticed, and of course with social media as well. But how important was it to be on The Tonight Show? If you were on The Tonight Show, that was a huge step. Jerry Seinfeld always says, you know, that was huge for him to be on that show and to have Johnny have Johnny bring him back to the couch and talk to him afterwards.
Yeah, huge. It was as big. You know, what also has that same impact, New Hampshire Chronicle has been so... I've done like 7 or 8 spots on New Hampshire Chronicle over the last 3 or 4 years. And every time I'm on Chronicle, my ticket sales go up, and I get calls from friends saying, "Saw you on Chronicle." And when I go to the gas station, "Saw you on Chronicle last night." That show has an incredible impact, in New Hampshire.
Well, of course, once they hear you on this show, the ticket sales will go up as well now. Come on.
I'm... sure that's true.
John, I got to let you go, but thank you for your time. I want to tell people once again that you've got the Club Sandwich up there in Sandwich, New Hampshire, up in the Lakes region there. Beautiful spot in New Hampshire, no doubt about it. And this Thursday night, magician B.J. Hickman, who is known all across New Hampshire, all across New England. In fact, he's played out in Las Vegas and stuff like that. He's going to be performing at your club, Club Sandwich, on Thursday night, this Thursday at 7 o'clock. People can get tickets right online, correct? They can get tickets right online?
Yeah, to go to johndavidson.com, and you'll find out more than you need to know about me. But you can also go to Club Sandwich and click on it there. We're also live streaming, so if you can't get to the show, you can live stream. But we do have seats available Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Sunday matinee.
All right.
And Thursday for B.J. Hickman.
All right. John Davidson, Club Sandwich. Always nice to talk to you. And thanks for coming to New Hampshire, and thanks for hanging out with us this morning on the Pulse of New Hampshire. Appreciate your time, John. Be well.
Thanks, Mike. Let's do it again.
All right. We will.